1-0, swinging fly ball right center on the warning track at the wall, leaping and caught by Lorenzo Cain, and this one is over. Oh, baby! What a finish!
Gabe Neitzel, Dominic Catronio with you. As we remember Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, passing earlier today at the age of 90, and we now welcome in from Brewers.com, Adam McKelvey. Adam, thank you so much for jumping on and sharing your thoughts about Bob Uecker.
Well, of course. I mean, look, part of this is for Dom, right? Dom knows Uke and was with him and was in the booth and working alongside him, and I'm thinking about Dom today. I'm thinking about Jeff Levering and Lane Grindle and Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld and all the people who really who got Uke through the last couple of years, helped Uke through the last couple of years, because this has been really difficult. And I'm not sure the full story has been told yet about what Uke went through health-wise and in how he had to grind to get on the air. And I think of that last game, bad outcome, but what a gift to have had Uke one last game. I've been thinking about that a lot today.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. Really appreciate you making some time. I know it's a busy day for you, too. And, you know, you do have an impossible task, really. You and all of the beat writers and everybody that had a chance to interact with Bob, that, you know, your obits and your memories and what you put pen to paper, if you will, are going to be the ones that people really want to connect with because you saw them on a daily basis. You know, the New York Times can't capture it the same way. The LA Times can't capture it the same way. But Brewers.com and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel are teammates over there. It's just when you sit down and actually had to type these words out that you had to type and putting together some great pieces on Brewers.com and some trips down memory lane, what were your emotions sitting down knowing him as well as you knew him?
Dang it, Dom.
I got you. I've been fighting it all day, man.
I've been good all day. I won't care more about a story I write probably ever. Because he brought so much happiness to people. And I was talking to Bud Selig about this, guys. Think about 1970. You comes in the booth in 71. The sting of the Braves leaving was still very, very strong. Bud talks about that a lot. And who connected this community to the team that we all now, I mean, for me, I make my living off people loving baseball. It was Uke. Mm-hmm. And it's a gift. I'm not going to be the first to say his greatest gift is the way he connects with people and disarms people and makes you laugh with this turn of phrase and turn of thought that you don't see coming. I mean, the Sports Illustrated thing with the Speedo is one of my favorites.
We were just talking about it.
Dan LaRoya, their traveling secretary, when they made those shirts, was kind enough to throw me this like triple XL shirt, and I've been wearing it today. It's Uke and a Speedo. he took a lot of business, let's say, from the boys when that appeared in the pages of Sports Illustrated, and he's talking about it without even like having to think about it. He just goes, "Oh yeah, my swimsuit issue," which at the time, when like the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue was a thing, a big thing, it was like the most hilarious turn of phrase, and it came so naturally to him. And you know what I like about Bob is, what you heard on the air as a fan and what you saw in Belvedere and Major League and the Miller Lite ads, I mean, that's the Uke we got every day on the top step of the dugout during BP. And I've said this, like, for years. Like, I could cover the next 20 World Series champions, and the highlight of my career, no matter how long I'm fortunate to go, will be those times standing with Uke on the top step. And talking about the Carol Burnett show or hosting SNL or the crazy stuff he did with Hank Aaron or Johnny Logan or you know, the stuff he would do with Bud, who else calls Mr. He's Mr. Selig to Robin Yount all these years later. He's Al to you. You know, he's special. He's different. And he's ours. That's what explains why we're all hurting so bad today, is he did all this stuff. George Steinbrenner tried to hire him away. He could have had a TV talk show. He could have done more sitcoms. He could have done more movies. And he always came back here. Like, he belonged to the city of Milwaukee. That's how it felt. And that is the coolest thing about Uke. And he didn't have to do it, but it's what he wanted to do. And he was here till the end.
Adam McKelvey, Brewers beat writer, MLB.com, Brewers.com. Check out all the great stuff they have. And Adam has written over there. Because he's from Milwaukee, because he is from Wisconsin, I mean, I feel that you know, a lot of places have the connection with their broadcaster. Baseball just lends itself to that being an everyday thing. But because and you touched on, I think, a little bit there, Adam. But because not only did he do it here in Milwaukee for 50-plus years on the radio, but he's from here. Do you think that added to the connection that all these Brewers fans had with Uke over these years?
Undoubtedly. I mean, look, we are this little town, smallest market in the big leagues. Maybe we're a little provincial from now and then. I mean, I'm not going to like put thoughts into people's minds, but maybe we get a little bit of a chip on our shoulder about some of our larger neighbors, like, say, the team with ivy on the walls down south. And Uke was like this special thing about this place. And he was the most Milwaukee guy. And, you know, the way he made a career of kind of being self-deprecated, Uke was a good ball player. He hit 200 in the big leagues, but he played in the big leagues, coming from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which puts him in a very, very small category of players. And, you know, but he was able to kind of poke fun at himself in a way that fit the city just right. And listening to him talk about, I mean, geez, listening to him talk about growing up here and playing games, and, you know, there were these sort of like put together sponsored teams by local businesses, and the kids would come out and play, and they would all have ringers, and they would, these city leagues were like a big deal in when Uecker was growing up. And his roots here go so deep. You know, he tells stories. He grew up sort of on the near north side of Milwaukee. Well, he was born in Sherman Park, but then his school was over on the north side somewhere, and it was near Borchert Field. And he would go over there and look through the knot holes at the minor league Milwaukee Brewers and see those games. And it, you know, he is sort of the history of baseball in this town. It's Bob Uecker. And I think that's why the connection runs so deep.
It's beyond deep. I think it's just ingrained. It's you're from Milwaukee and Bob Uecker's your cousin. You know, it's just natural connection to the Brewers and to Bob. And I'm reading through all of the classic Uke stories. Again, all of this is on Brewers.com, and you guys have done a great job, you and your editors, of sharing everything that has been written in the past or reissuing some stuff. And I just think of, in the story I was telling earlier, of when his first game back after the heart surgery and the thunderous applause he had for returning to that when they showed him on the Jumbotron for that game. And you alluded to it a moment ago, Adam, but what he was fighting privately the last couple of years health-wise, he didn't want public, you know, sort of recognition for what he was going through. He would still, you know, obviously have his bouts with, as it was revealed today, with his cancer bouts. But what he was privately doing, because he didn't want anyone to worry, I think that release of everyone cheering for him after the heart surgery, that he was going to be okay. And I was just texting Lane Grindle, and he said it perfectly. You know, I really thought he was going to be immortal. And that's what today really feels like. It's surreal.
The way Jeff Levering said it was, you always thought Uke was Superman, and he'd find a way to go on forever. And none of us go on forever. And, you know, that's life. Jeff really got me today. He told me the story about the final game and how Uke wanted to get on the air that night, and how the ending was nothing anybody wanted. And Jeff thought, you know, you listen back now with a different ear, maybe, and you hear you signing off, and, you know, he kind of kept talking, like he didn't want to say goodbye. He didn't want to sign off. I know I said this already. I just think what a gift that we had him, and what a gift that we had one last game. And let's also, in all of this, because he made us laugh, right? Like, I grew up here. I know how it is, where you almost would root for the bad game because you get, like, the youth game then. We all know that. He was a great broadcaster. He's in the Hall of Fame as the winner of what was then called the Frick Award because he's a great broadcaster, not because he's funny. And he was a great broadcaster to the end. And I've also been thinking today about what a gift it is that we have 90-year-old Bob Uecker calling 20-year-old Jackson Churio's first big league home run. And let's see what becomes of Jackson Churio over the years. But I have a feeling that that's going to be something we all look back on and kind of cherish, a bridging generations. I mean, that's stretching it because there's 7-year difference. That's like multiple generations. But what a special thing that is. And we had it here in this little town. We had our guy who was this kind of superstar broadcaster and made us laugh. And we had him for all those years. You know, I'm sad. Everybody's sad. But I don't think there's anybody ever who's crammed more into 90 years of living than did Bob Uecker. So I'm sad, but I'm also, like, happy we had him.
Perfectly said.
Well said, Adam. I don't think anybody can put it any better. So we appreciate the time. We appreciate your perspective. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Adam McKelvey, Brewers beat reporter. And again, check out all the great stuff. A lot of it up there right now at Brewers.com. We are going to hear from Buster Olney from ESPN, ESPN.com. We do that coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin.